The Veterans Affairs Department has been battling a series of challenges. It started when long wait times came to light at a VA hospital in Phoenix, Arizona. And it's continued to this year when the Inspector General uncovered gross mismanagement at the D.C. Medical Center. VA Secretary David Shulkin is giving his prognosis of his department along with his preferred path forward. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin has a long, complicated prognosis for VA moving forward. That's after he and his team looked at 137 different reviews of the department, including VA's own internal assessments and the VA Commission on Care report from last year. President Trump has expressed a particular interest in VA, and he's told Shulkin the department needs to be open about its problems and its plans to fix them. Here's Shulkin.
What he has told me is that it is important that we be open and candid and transparent about where the problems are. That as a businessman, the only way to fix the issues in an organization is if you come out and you talk about what those problems are. And so, as you know, I'm a doctor, and I like to diagnose things, assess them, and treat them. And so what you're going to hear today is really a candid assessment of where our problems are in VA.
Shulkin outlined 13 different areas where he wants VA to improve. They range from tackling veteran suicide to getting rid of burdensome VA regulations and requirements. But Shulkin was particularly blunt in his assessment of current accountability procedures for employees at VA.
Because of the way that judges review these cases, they can force us to take terrible managers back who have been fired for poor performance. We recently saw that in one of our executives in San Juan. Just last week, we were forced to take back an employee after they were convicted no more than three times for DUI and had served a 60-day jail sentence. Under current law, it takes us 51 days from the date management proposes to suspend, demote, or remove an employee till the date that action takes effect. Despite the limitations in the existing law, we've recently removed the Washington, D.C. medical director from their position and other employees there as well due to their failure leadership. We've removed the medical center director in Shreveport, Louisiana, and three other senior executives for misconduct or poor performance.
The department currently has 1,500 pending disciplinary actions. Again, Shulkin says he wants Congress to pass new accountability legislation. He says the current process is broken, and the expedited authority Congress gave the department in the Veterans Choice Act of 2014 isn't working either. The House has already passed a bill, and the Senate VA committee passed its own version of accountability legislation just last week. Staffing has been another big issue for the department. VA has about 49,000 vacancies, and most are in the Veterans Health Administration. VA currently lacks a position management system, so the department can't often track which jobs are open. Shulkin says he'll stand up a new management manpower office by December. And once VA does have the right talent, it takes too long to get employees in the door. He says it takes 110 days to onboard a nurse and 177 days to onboard a nurse practitioner. While VA might be hiring for some positions, it's not for others. Shulkin says he's keeping a hiring freeze at the VA central office while it streamlines 140 different program offices. And he wants that corporate office to get more efficient.
I've directed the VA central office to remain under a hiring freeze as we consolidate program offices. We have 140 program offices. I've directed them to implement shared services so that they don't replicate common corporate services. And that is a result that I plan to achieve of a 10% reduction in overhead.
Healthcare is perhaps one of Shulkin's biggest areas of focus. VA has made some improvements in recent years. All 168 VA medical centers now offer same-day medical and mental health care services. But Shulkin says veterans are waiting 60 days or more for new appointments in primary care or mental health at 30 different VA locations. And there's a few more areas where the department is falling short.
And while, as I mentioned, we've done well with meeting the urgent needs of veterans, 10% of the time when a provider wants a follow-up appointment in a specific time frame, we're not meeting that provider's clinically assessed time for a veteran to come back, and that's something we have to address. 16% of our primary care clinics are over 100% capacity. When that happens, we can't fully meet their needs in terms of access to care. 10% of our outpatient centers do not offer same-day services today. Now, we are committing by the end of this year that all of our outpatient centers will offer same-day services in primary care mental health, but today 10% are not meeting that.
VA will present its long-awaited plan to redesign the Veterans Choice Program to Congress next week. The basic idea is that VA wants to consolidate the many different ways veterans can access care in the community now into one streamlined system. VA needs new legislation for the Choice Program this year before it expires at the end of 2017.
What I think the wait time showed us is that VA can't do this alone. We have to work with the private sector. Currently, right now, we're about one-third of all veterans are getting care outside of VA. I'm looking to build an integrated system of the very best of VA and the strength in VA and the best of the private sector to make one system work for veterans. That's going to be our new choice legislation. This is not a privatization of VA. This is not diluting the impact of VA. Every day I'm in this job, I am more and more convinced that veterans and America need a strong VA. It's essential for national security. It's essential to honor our commitment. I will not allow our policies to weaken the VA. Our policies will strengthen the VA, but working with the private sector is the way to do that.
VA infrastructure is another big priority for Shulkin. The department recently reviewed its own facility conditions and says it needs $18 billion to fix or upgrade old and outdated buildings. The department currently has 400 vacant buildings and 735 underused facilities, and it costs VA $25 million a year to maintain them. Nearly 450 of VA's buildings date back to the Revolutionary and Civil Wars. Shulkin says the department will develop a national alignment strategy to modernize some of these buildings.
We're going to work with Congress to develop a modernization plan for our capital infrastructure through what we call a national realignment strategy that's going to allow us to use our buildings in a better way, stop supporting vacant buildings and underutilized buildings, all to be a better steward of taxpayer dollars.
Shulkin doesn't have a specific timeline to make all these improvements. A lot of them will depend on circumstances the department just can't control.
The White House has been extremely responsive, and they are impatient and anxious for us to get on with this. So each of these issues that I've talked about, these 13 issues, have different timelines associated with them because some require legislative action and some are more administrative requirements. The president's budget this year, as you know, gave strong support to VA. And that will allow us to accomplish a great deal of what's on this list to modernize the system.
In Washington, Nicole Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Nicole's ongoing coverage of Veterans Affairs at federalnewsradio.com.